Welcome to Portsmouth Live, your go-to podcast for all things happening in the vibrant association of Portsmouth. Join us as we dive into the latest news, events, and stories that make Portsmouth a unique and exciting place to live. So, grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and let's explore the heart and soul of Portsmouth together. Welcome to Portsmouth Live, where every story
Good afternoon, everyone. I have the pleasure of having Doug Yingling and Elaine Curtis with me today, the treasurer of our association and the soon-to-be treasurer of our association. Welcome aboard, guys. How's it going?
Thanks, Gary. Nice to be here, isn't it, Elaine?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Gary.
I tell you, it was like herding cats getting these two together, but we finally got it. Nobody's schedule seemed to work, me included, so... But it's just great to have you all today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's get into a little bit of the job title talk that you all, the talk about your job titles a little bit to let the association know exactly what you guys do for all the big bucks you make.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. What's your main responsibility as the treasurer of the association?
Okay. I would say everything is built on... Two specific points. First of all, we want to safeguard the assets of the association, make sure they're there, they're safe and sound, and the other responsibility is also to plan for any possible unforeseen situations that occur so that we're prepared for them, we're not surprised if at all possible. There are two main parts of the budget. One is the cash operating balance, the assets, as well as the reserves. Those are the two specific areas. Between the two of them, that's how our budget is created. And as far as the budget, there's about 90% of the costs that we get in our budget are beyond our control. They're handed to us by the Federation or the Master. So it's about 13% that we do have some control over. We don't have control over sewers or security or recreation. And even insurance has been an interesting subject. So those are handed to us, and there are other areas that we do have some leeway and some flexibility to decide how much we want to spend, or how much options we have as far as spending expenses. We safeguard it during the year by reconciling the general ledger of Vesta along with the bank accounts. We make sure that the reconciliation that they're performing ties together, that it's audited. We take a look at it and make sure that it's in balance from month to month and from year to year. We look for any kinds of variations or any kind of unusual expenditures. So that keeps us busy throughout the year. And for the reserves, that's a more interesting exercise, actually, which has been kind of a hot topic recently. We fortunately have taken some steps that I'll let Elaine talk about to safeguard both our assets and to get us on the road to a successful spending of our budget from year to year. Elaine, you want to talk about the reserves?
Yes, thank you, Doug. So we follow the Florida statute, and we look very closely at what the statute requires of our capital assets. And there is a strict formula, a calculation that needs to be done to ensure that our assets are adequately funded for the future years ahead. And it's an intricate process, and it needs to be followed in practice the way the statute is written. And to take into account also the variability, such as a weather event, to put us in a better situation for the future. And then on that topic of the reserve study, we went ahead and interviewed and hired a professional reserve advisor that specializes in performing these types of studies. And in the process, it's led to some discoveries, but it's also now put us on a stronger path forward. The reserve study is now 100% a board responsibility, which means we no longer rely upon our management firm, but we, the board, are entrusted to make sure that we are now involved in the process and that we fully understand, and it gives us a better assurance of our reserves. And one other thing to note, the professional firm that we hired, they specialize in this funding for reserves, and they are certified engineers, and they have a big database that provides us with the best estimates. So moving forward, I feel more confident that our community is more safeguarded and that we have another set of experienced eyes to really help us and for sure provide us the insight and guidance that we need.
I would say that has actually been the biggest challenge for us is the reserve funding exercise. There's a treasurer's forum that meets regularly, all the treasurers of the associations in Kings Point. And we had a meeting not too long ago, and some of the treasurers were hearing this information for the first time, and Portsmouth was, we were already done with ours. As far as having it done, we're still in the process of going over it with the advisors. But they were taken aback by the seriousness of what the reserve requirements are. And the person from Vesta mentioned that there's going to be people who aren't going to be able to comprehend what needs to be done in order to bring them current over the years. So they're in for, you know, some serious consideration of what's going to have to be done. And I think I feel comfortable in knowing that we're already on the road to recognizing what the weaknesses are, where we need to place our reserves in order that we can meet those challenges when they come due.
And then do you also think that the switchover was also another big challenge for us?
Yeah, going from the prior management to Vesta something that's been a pleasurable surprise, actually. We've had several meetings with the Vesta personnel. The communication is good. The professionalism is good. And we feel as though the information that we're going to be getting from Vesta makes us realize that we weren't actually getting information that was adequate for us for what we needed in the past. We thought we were getting good information, and, you know, it just wasn't accurate. But anyway, so now that we know where we are and where we have to get to, we can do that now in the years ahead.
Well, sounds like you all got it under control. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or?
Well, some advice I might want to give. The new treasurer, she knows what she's doing, so we won't have any problem there. But for new other new board members, I would just recommend to don't be afraid to ask questions. Dig in to whatever the responsibilities are for that particular committee, and be transparent. Keep information wrapped up. We're all in this together, and we're all pulling for each other, and we want to make Portsmouth the pleasant place that it's always been, and we look forward to the months ahead as we work together as a team on the board and with our residents as well. And I think communication has been made going out that there are a lot of committees that residents can serve on, and their assistance would deeply be appreciated, no matter what the function of that particular committee is. And it's a good way to get to meet your other neighbors as well.
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers, that's for sure. And I want to thank you both for joining us today. Excuse me. And I especially want to thank Elaine, because I know that she's been working with Doug for months now, probably, with this transfer of power, so we should say it. But anyway, thank you for all the time that you've given for that.
Thank you. And thank you, Doug, for serving for all these years and providing big footsteps for me to step into. And I know where you live. You're right
yes.
down the
road. Yeah.
Doug, you've done a great job.
Thank you.
You've been a very big asset to Portsmouth. So, thank you again for joining us. I have a few more people, and then we're going to kind of go outside the community and get some interviews, maybe with some Vesta folks, and maybe with some, even just some of the staff folks around, because as new residents come into the area, they're just kind of befuddled about, you got different entities that you deal with, and so maybe that will give them some clarity on the issues. But again, thank you.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to call it a day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Gary.